Radio's outstanding children's theater, Let's Pretend, created by Nyla Mack. And here is Uncle Bill Adams to get us started on today's story, The Snow Queen, by Hans Christian Andersen.
Hello, pretenders! Say, how many of you have ever looked at a snowflake real carefully? Well, then you've seen how each and every snowflake is a beautiful pattern. No one of them are ever alike. No two of them are ever alike. But each one has all sorts of little rays and circles inside circles going round and round the center. Well, you know that reminds me of our story today, The Snow Queen. This happens in the story, and that happens. But the one thing at the center of the story is love. You see what I mean as the story unfolds. So, Don Madden, will you tell us how we travel to Let's Pretend?
Well, to travel to a wintry story like the Snow Queen, I think we ought to go on a sleigh ride.
That couldn't be better. Take charge, will you, Gwen?
Okay, Uncle Bill. Magical sounds made. We've got a great big sleigh all hung with jingle bells and a fine, fast team of horses to gallop us over the snow. One, two, three.
Upon a time, in a great city far, far to the north, lived two children who were fast friends. One was a little girl named Gerda. The other was a boy named Kay. And now, as our story begins, snow lies deep over the city, and the children's windows are covered with frost. So Gerda has gone next door to visit Kay and his grandma.
I'm so glad to see you, Gerda. I was afraid maybe you wouldn't come.
Oh, you know I wouldn't miss Grandma's evening story, Kay. I don't care how hard it's snowing. Sometimes when the wind is blowing, the snow starts to sting. Just like bees. And when they fly in your eyes, they really hurt.
Oh, like a sliver of the magic mirror itself.
What? What do you mean, Grandma? What magic mirror, Grandma?
Dear me, I've never told you about the horrible magic mirror and how it gave the Snow Queen her power.
No, Grandma, you haven't. Just tell us now, Grandma.
Long, long ago, the instantly underworld invented a magic mirror, an evil thing that reflected everything in some crooked, ugly, mistaken way.
How awful.
Yes, it was awful, but the imps loved it. They flew about the world with it, getting happy mortals to look at its terrible reflection. And whoever didn't was straightaway cross and unhappy.
And the imps like that?
Oh, they did. They loved making people unhappy. But finally they took their terrible mirror and flew straight up to the sun with it. And the heat of the sun broke the evil mirror into a million trillion splinters.
Oh,
no, not so good. For all the splinters drifted back down to earth, and the horrid power to make everything seem ugly was in every one of them.
Oh, dear. And then what happened?
What happened still happens. Whenever one of those slivers of the evil mirror blows into anyone's eyes, the changed person, hating what he used to love. More than that, he's in the Snow Queen's power. If she finds him, he has only to beckon, and he must follow.
Why?
Because her heart is right, and always has been. And once anyone is struck by a magic sliver, his heart begins to turn to ice. He must follow the Snow Queen to the ends of the world and never be seen again.
Oh, such a shivery story, Grandma.
Now it is. Time we stopped talking about the cold, cruel things in the world and remembered that love is stronger than any of them.
Stronger even than the Snow Queen?
Of course, Kay. Love could change even the unhappy folks she carried off. It could melt their frozen hearts and bring them safe home. Remember that always. And just let's sing our evening song.
Oh, yes. That always makes me feel warm and happy.
Now I'll play for you while you sing.
Carried her along. Day after day she traveled. And then a big black crow flew down from the sky and lighted on the edge of the boat.
Hello, little girl.
Hello, black crow.
Where are you going alone and so far? Aren't you cold? Aren't you hungry?
I'm very cold and very hungry. I'm seeking my friends, black crow. If I saw him, why perhaps you see him.
Well, now, tell me what he's like.
He's golden-haired and handsome. He's so nice and kind, you can see it at a glance. Something terrible happened. A bit of the magic mirror got in his eye, and he went off with the Snow Queen, a tall lady all in white.
Well, now, perhaps I can help you.
You see him and the Snow Queen?
Huh? I saw a golden-haired boy and a lady in white this very hour. Right ahead. No distance at all. As the crow flies. Look ahead. Look over on the bank. Right now.
Oh, and a little boy. He just came inside. Is it Kennedy? Hey, come here. I think it's good. I'll come to you, Tail. Ah!
My name is Edward. This is my mother, Queen Millicent.
But, dear child, please don't cry. Oh, you're almost blue with cold and you look exhausted. Come, let us take you into the castle where you can get warm and rested and have something to eat.
She's so kind, but I mustn't stop. I'm searching for my little friend Kay. I must look further.
Dear me, what a loyal friend you are to search like this for a lost playmate.
Only love can save him. That's what Grandma said. Only love can dissolve the splinter of the magic mirror that's turning his heart to ice.
Oh, that's what happened. And he's gone with the Snow Queen. But the Snow Queen lives many miles from here. It would take days to reach the Palace of Ice. And even if he did, the Snow Queen is cold and cruel.
She will freeze you.
Oh, I don't care. I must go on.
There's nothing to do but help you all we can. Come, into the castle to get warm and rested. And then my son and I will sit out a fine sleigh for you.
Oh, yeah? How kind.
We'll wrap you well with food and send you off with two of our best horses. And I'll send along my most trusted guard to drive you, too. For there are robbers in the forest along the way.
Oh, if I find Kay, it will be thanks to you.
No, it will be thanks to your own loving heart.
The kind queen kept her promises, and soon Gerda was flying along the snowy roads northward in a great golden sleigh. But alas, there were robbers in the forest. As night falls, a fierce-looking fellow races up to a campfire where a rough-looking woman and her little girl are cooking supper.
All right, listen to me.
Be careful, fool. You're fetching the reindeer.
Oh, who cares about the reindeer? We're not going to need a reindeer to haul our tents much longer.
Oh, Father, what is it? What's happened?
A fine sleigh is headed this way.
What?
No one in it but a little girl and the driver. But what first? What packages? It must be food.
Oh, yes, it
is. Here it comes, girl. Of course, we can take it. You on one side of the road, Arthur.
Yes.
I on the other with my dada. And Gypsy,
yes, Arthur?
You'll run out ahead of the horses.
Yes, yes. The driver will be afraid of running over me and you'll stop.
That's right. You grab the horses, Arthur.
Yes.
I'll take care of the driver and the young passenger. Here they come. I'm you.
And now, before we go on with the second act of the Snow Queen, here's Jim Campbell with a reminder for you.
Yes, pretenders, and the reminder isn't that a big holiday is on its way. You know that. I just want to remind you that during the holiday season, it's a good idea to be extra careful when you're crossing streets or walking along a highway. Roads are covered with snow and ice in many parts of the country, and cars may go out of control. Sometimes drivers are careless during vacation season. You just see to it you don't get hurt by someone else's carelessness or someone's skidding car. But now, back to our story of the Snow Queen and Uncle Bill Adams.
Kay, Gerda's lifelong playmate, was struck by a splinter of the magic mirror and carried off by the Snow Queen. Gerda has gone to look for him. But now a robber, his wicked wife and daughter, have waylaid the sleigh which a kind friend gave to Gerda for the journey. The robber's daughter runs out into the road.
That's
out
for him. Grab the
child,
Arthur.
Can it be off, too?
Not right now. Take him to the tent. Let this be guarded. Then come back and help me collect this loot. Ah, what's
that?
Come along, you.
Come
along and don't ask questions. Get to.
Yes, here I am. Oh, look at the fur coat and her mouth. I want them.
All right. Here we are at the tent. Now, you see what she's saying here. You have your knife, haven't you?
Of course I have my knife. She's a glint in the firelight, girl.
Oh, so help thank her for the treasure.
Please, little girl, there's no need to point the knife at me. If you want my coat and my muscles, I'll have them. Here. So, aren't you going to scream and cry? Well, I could cry about it, the poor driver. Okay. So when will I find him now?
Okay. Who's told?
My friend, the Snow Queen carried him off after he got a splinter of the magic mirror in his eye.
The Snow Queen?
Oh, be quiet, Fox. That dragon reindeer is always interrupting. Oh, what is it, Bob?
Queen. The Snow Queen.
Are the reindeer speak? Yes, of course he speaks. But I never heard him speak to anybody but us before. He must like you, girl.
My name is Gerda. Oh, do you suppose the reindeer knows where the Snow Queen lives?
Of course I know. Far off in Lapland.
In Lapland? The reindeer couldn't carry me there.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're my prisoner, Gerda, and that's our reindeer.
Well, I have a necklace the Queen knows me gave me. It's yours, Gypsy Girl. Will you let me go see look for Kay again?
You must want to find him a lot.
Ooh. The father of the horses now. If you didn't need the reindeer.
Let me take us to the Snow Queen, Gypsy. I know the way. I want to see my home in the north again.
Oh, for goodness sake. And the funny thing is this, Gerda. I really want to keep you here. Yeah, I can tell. I'm going to let you go.
You see, it must be your eyes. They're so kind-like.
Well, all right, all right. If you're going, you better be quick before my parents come back.
Yes, yes. They'll always remember you for your kindness.
Now, get up on Bob's back.
I'll carry you with the speed of the wind.
Goodbye, Kay. Goodbye, sister girl. Goodbye. I hope you find me. And so Gerda set off on the reindeer's back through the dark and snowy night across the wastes of Finland they galloped. On to Lapland. And meanwhile, in the great palace of ice, the Snow Queen sits on her throne, and nearby sits Kay, moving small blocks of ice about on the icy floor.
Oh, Snow Queen, it's no use. I can't do it. What's the matter, Kay?
I dress and work with these ice blocks, and I can make all sorts of patterns. But I can't spell out the word you said I had to spell.
You can't make the blocks spell love.
No, that is strange.
I'm sure I used to know how to spell it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you did. And if you can spell it again here, why, the whole world will be yours, Kay, as well as a new pair of skates.
The whole world? And a new pair of skates? And so love. Oh, why can't I? Who used to speak of love? My grandmother. I can't remember. It was someone. Can't remember.
Excellent. See, you must try. Then you'll be all cold and hard and icy, like me.
I will?
Oh, yes. But till that happens, keep playing with the blocks if you want to. Now I must be off to coat the mountaintops with more snow. Goodbye, Kay. For a little while.
Well, really, it's such a cheering voice. How can I spell it?
Kay? Kay, it is you.
What? Who called me? Who are you?
At the window, Kay. The box stands still while I climb through.
Oh, it's all right.
But, Kay, dear, here I am at last.
Who are you?
Hey, don't you know me? It's Gerda.
Gerda? Gerda who? I never saw you before.
It's been heaven help me. Hey, dear friend, don't you remember Grandma? She's waiting at home by the fire crying for you. Well, come, let's go home to her.
This is my home. This little voice is where I belong.
Okay, no. No. I can't be too late. Your heart can't be all icy.
Well, it's funny. There are icicles melting on your face.
With the tears, Kay. Tears because I...
Oh, good night, then. Perhaps that will melt the splendor of the magic mirror and help you remember. Listen, Kay.
Softly now the light of day.
Hey, look. Look, whoever you are. The ice block.
Hangs upon us died away.
All by themselves. I spelled it out.
L-O-V-E.
Love.
Happy children, what are we?
I remember now. You are Gerda, my little friend Gerda.
Bless and keep you dear to me.
Gerda, it's you.
bring him here, Gerda. I will take you both home.
Oh, come, Kate. Grandma's waiting. Sing our song with me as we go.
Happy children, Lord, are we.
And that's the famous Hans Christian Andersen story of the Snow Queen. The pretenders for today were Gerda,
Lynn Thatcher,
Kay,
Charles Taylor,
Grandma,
Amy Fidel,
the Crow,
Arthur Andersen,
the Queen,
Sybil Trent,
the Robber,
Donald Madden,
his wife,
Miriam Wolfe,
his daughter,
Gwen Davies,
the Reindeer,
Robert Moreira,
and the Snow Queen,
Daisy Alden.
The original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is directed by Gene Heist and written for radio by Johanna Johnson. Let's Pretend comes to you from New York City. And remember, if you live nearby or come visiting, you're always welcome at a broadcast. Get free tickets by writing CBS Radio, New York City. And say, next week, with a certain holiday right around the corner, guess what's coming? Yes, it's the story that makes Christmas official. Your favorite every year, the night before Christmas. Next week, see you then. And now here's Jim Campbell again.
Oh, yes, Pretenders. Don't forget there are a couple of funny men named Amos and Andy who can make you laugh like anything if you're listening to their program. Heard every Sunday over most of these same CBS radio stations. Every week, poor, blundering Andy seems to get mixed up in some new trouble that Amos and the rest of his friends have to help him out of. So, get in on the fun tomorrow and hear Amos and Andy. Bing Crosby here every Sunday evening on the CBS Radio Network.